Never in recent presidential history has a candidate implied such strong-arm tactics of winning the nomination through brute force. Donald Trump has once again proven how he can incite yet distance himself from his own words. The threat of real violence is real. We have seen at many of Trump's rallies that fighting has broken out between his supporters and lone dissenters. A supporter sucker-punched a young man as he was being escorted out by security, and Mr. Trump promised to pay for his legal defense, later to deny he even offered financial help. The image of the likely Republican nominee for president leading his supporters down the dark streets of brown shirt fascism is enough to frighten any politician in America. There are private groups promising to police his rallies against protesters. Many of his supporters are outright neo-Nazis, with them raising their arms in Nazi salutes, carrying Aryan Nation banners, as well as openly being supported by leaders of the American KKK, a notorious white supremacist hate group. Much of what we're seeing is reminiscent of Germany in the 30s, with the decline of the Weimar Republic and the rise of fascism. The major groups opposing each other and fighting in the streets were the Nazis and their brown shirts versus those supporting labor rights, including communists and socialists. The other day we saw in Arizona a confrontation between Trump rally supporters and protesters. Protesters were able to blockade a major thoroughfare leading into the rally zone. On the other side of the country, thousands took to the streets demonstrating in New York against Trump. Every 4 years during our election cycle, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of demonstrations supporting one cause or another. This time, the emphasis has changed. The demeanor has changed. Trump and his supporters are the targets of demonstrations. There is a sense of inevitability with regards to outright street fighting, something akin to race riots we've seen in our past history. More recent history has shown fighting between demonstrators and the police, who represent the financial interests of the country. Now the tension is between a candidate who espouses hatred of minorities and women and looks to blame all our problems on such minorities as the way the Nazis scapegoated Jews for all of Germany's problems. Governor Kasich is calling Trump's riot predictions outrageous. It gets him on the news when he needs to be shown as the establishment's answer to the likelihood of a Trump nomination. However, Kasich, for whatever motivation he has, is correct. Donald Trump is throwing raw meat to the lions. He's pouring the gasoline and offering a match.